With the support of two new grants from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Utah Shakespeare Festival will stage the premiere of a new play and bring Shakespeare's The Tempest to over 120 schools. According to Josh Stavros, Media and Public Relations Manager at the Utah Shakespeare Festival, many arts organizations throughout Utah receive funding through the NEA, and the festival is grateful to count itself among them. He says this funding not only helps to support the arts, but it is an honor to receive and helps to show organizations that they're doing something right. The first is an artworks grant of $20,000 to fund the premiere of Neil LaBute's How to Fight Loneliness. The play was workshopped at the festival in 2016. Stavros says that producing new work can be risky, so the support of the NEA is a powerful resource for bringing new plays to the stage.
Theaters all over the country have learned that producing new work is important and developing new playwrights is important to keep the art form alive and vibrant and meaningful, but that financially that has to be balanced. And so many granting organizations and people like the NEA are willing to sort of support the idea of new work development in theaters to keep it going.
The second grant, through Arts Midwest, totals $25,000 and will bring Shakespeare's The Tempest to schools, community centers, and correctional facilities in Utah, Nevada, Wyoming, Colorado, and Arizona. Stavros says experiencing art in your own community can make it feel more personally meaningful.
In whatever play you're talking about, whether it's Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet or A Midsummer Night's Dream or The Tempest or whatever, that there's something really relevant no matter who you are and what you're experiencing. And the more people can experience that relevance and humanity and sort of ask those questions and see some, you know, see great language and great words and great art portrayed in a meaningful way, it's valuable. And there's nothing more valuable, I think, than seeing it in your own community.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.